Shalom, everybody. The Gemara in Masechet Chagiga Daf Tet Vav Amud Aleph tells the story of Elisha ben Avuya and Rabbi Meir. Elisha ben Avuya was a major Tana, tremendous Talmud Chacham who lived before the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash. He was the Rebbe of the great Rabbi Meir, and at some point, and for reasons that are not entirely clear in the Gemara, he became a heretic, a kofar. And he was so much so that the other Rabbanim, the other Tanaim of the Mishnah, did not want to utter his name, and they called him Acher, the other one. In any case, the Gemara again, Masechet Chagiga, Daf Tet Vav Amud Aleph, tells us that one day Rabbi Meir and Acher were walking together on Shabbos. Rabbi Meir was walking, and Acher was riding on a horse on Shabbos. And the Gemara tells us that when they got to the Tchum Shabbos, that is when they reached the outer limit of where we're allowed to walk on Shabbos, 2,000 amot outside the city, when they got there, Acher told his Talmud, Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir should stop and turn around, implying, of course, that Acher himself would keep riding. And at that point, Rabbi Meir uses the same language that Acher said to him. Acher said to Rabbi Meir, Chazor li acharecha, turn around. And Rabbi Meir said back to him, Afata chazor b'cha, not just turn around back to the city, but you, Acher, you, Elisha ben Avuya, turn your life around, do tshuva. And the Gemara says that Acher said back to Rabbi Meir, Kvar shamati me'achorea pargod, shuvu banim shovavim chutz me'acher. Acher said back to him that he says, I already heard me'achorea pargod, literally from behind the curtain. In other words, I heard a heavenly voice, a heavenly message saying, all of my wayward children are welcome to return, are welcome to do tshuva chutz me'acher, other than Acher. You, Acher, are not welcome to come back. And Acher goes off on his way, and we never hear of him doing tshuva. What a powerful story. What a painful story. A painful message. But is it really true? Is it really true that Acher, that Elisha ben Avuya, was not welcome to do tshuva? Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who died in 1993, the great Rosh Yeshiva of YU, speaks about this story in two places. In Al HaTshuva, in the second chapter on page 56, Rabbi Soloveitchik says, Rak hu she'avonotav hichbidu alav ve'yirchikuhu merchak korav shomeya bat kol kazot she'ena kayemet ha'emet hi she'en chutz Bitshuva. Rabbi Soloveitchik says in Al HaTshuva that Acher was so far away from the truth, so far deep in sin, that he heard a voice that did not exist. It was in his head. He made it up. Ein chutz bitshuva. There's no such thing as other than. There's no such thing as everybody come back other than Acher. Even you, Acher, should have returned, can return. But Acher made it up, consciously, subconsciously, he made it up. He heard a voice that didn't exist. And how sad. And Rabbi Soloveitchik says something a little bit different in the Sefer Chamesh Drashot, in the fifth drasha, which is called Mitala Shamayim Mishmanei Haaretz. He says this in Siman Yud. He says the following, Kavanat Habat Kol Haita, Ki Elisha Yashlich Me'alav Et Acher, Et Ha'ishiyut Hazara, Yistayeg Mizehut Hasheker Shelo. It says Rabbi Soloveitchik, and I heard this explained beautifully by Rav Michal Yamar Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Shalavim, says the following, says, yes, it is true, there was a bat kol, and the bat kol did say, everybody come back and do tshuva chutz me'acher. It didn't say chutz mi Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha ben Avuya, you are welcome to come back. The real you is welcome to come back. Tshuva means return. It means returning to who you really are. It means returning to who you are really supposed to be. Not the Acher, not the other part of you. That part has to stay behind. And says Rabbi Soloveitchik a little bit later, he says, and Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, was unable. He was so rooted in his sin that he thought that Acher and Elisha ben Avuya was the same person. And Hashem said, no, do tshuva, shed the acher part of you. Every one of us has a little piece of acher in us. Every one of us has a little strange identity. And when we do tshuva, we have to shed the acher part of us. We have to shed that foreign part of us that's not really us. We are really good. We are really holy. We are really sanctified to do God's will and God's work. But we must shed the acher side of us if we want to return, if we want to do tshuva. Have an amazing day, everyone.